Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my co-host. Mommy, say hi.
Hi.
Also, my dog is behind me, sleeping, very uncomfortably looking, but at the same time, I wish I was him.
Sleeping like that?
Sleeping like that. Just like
your legs straight out and your arms straight out as well.
Fantastic looking.
All right.
How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
All right. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to get us into the holidays of today and this week?
I actually do.
Let's hit this then.
Today is National Trail Mix Day.
I love trail mix.
I love a good trail mix.
I love trail mix. I always get a bag. I get it from Whole Foods. It's called like golden something, but it's just like a great little pick me up if I'm getting a little shaky or I need a little boost of energy.
But do you have chocolate in yours or carob or something in your?
Yeah, I have it's a little chocolate vegan, but
that's
chocolate.
My little thing is they try to sneak in chocolates that aren't M&Ms and I can tell the difference.
Well,
just
it
saying.
It doesn't need to be M&Ms. It could be anything. That's the beauty of trail mix.
You have to get it without the chocolate and then add your own M&Ms.
One of my favorite roommates I've ever had, Jenna, I love her to pieces. And she'd be like, I'm going to go make some trail mix. I'd be like, okay. I freaking love this girl. She'd come back with a bowl full of butterscotch chocolate chips, dark chocolate chips, milk chocolate chips, and M&Ms. I'd be like, is that your trail mix? She goes, yeah, I just didn't put the stupid stuff in.
The raisins, the nuts, the cranberries.
I loved her so much. She's my favorite. She was a girl who, whatever she did, she owned it. And you couldn't fight her on it. You'd be like, yep, you do, okay. You girl. All right.
Excuse me. It's also World Distance Learning Day.
So is that new?
No.
What?
No, it's not. I didn't read in detail.
Come on, Mom!
Come on, it's all things internet.
We just speculate on headlines.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, hey, did this just happen this year? And I read down, it's like, no, it was 19-something.
So. Distance, 19-something?
Well, it's because you can learn in other ways. So,
well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I was homeschooled. My nephews and niece are homeschooled.
Yeah.
There's other ways of learning. I guess school. Sorry.
Tuesday, Rachel.
Okay.
This one's going to really excite you.
Why? Tuesday's the first.
American Chess Day. Not chest. Chess, as in.
Oh, I know what you said. That's why I have no response. You keep yelling at me if I don't have anything nice to say. Don't say anything at all.
Wednesday, World Coconut Day.
Oh, you put the lime in the coconut and shake it all up. I don't like... Coconut is something that has to be prepared a certain way for me to enjoy it. I hate coconut water.
Right.
But coconut milk in stuff is really good.
And rice.
And, oh, yeah.
Coconut milk and rice.
I think it's just coconut water I don't like. I think I like it every way. But the water, like, blech, disgusting. Continue.
Well, do you like a Mars bar? No, a Mounds bar?
I only had it when I was a kid, and I remember not liking it. But I was a kid. I also didn't like... you know, a lot of different things. My taste buds had not developed yet.
True. Okay, Thursday, National Skyscraper Day.
Like the buildings?
Yes.
Okay.
Friday, this one will get ya.
Okay.
It's Beyonce's birthday.
Happy birthday, queen of everything.
Also, National Wildlife Day.
Oh, I'm excited about that one. Yeah. I love wildlife. Get out there and be wild, you life.
It's also National which I don't understand this one because the two words don't go together. Lazy Mom's Day.
Lazy
what
mom.
Mom is lazy? You can't be a lazy mom.
Well,
you might slack off a little, but you're never lazy.
Mom, not yeah. All moms are perfect like you.
No, I'm not perfect.
I know, and that's what makes you perfect. But there are obviously, like, a mom that's involved with her children is never a lazy mom.
No.
Okay. But there are moms who aren't good moms and are lazy.
Well, maybe they're saying, let your mom be lazy on this day. Give your mom a break.
Like Mother's Day?
You know, I found that holidays that are supposed to be for you end
are not
being more for other people.
Yep. As I get older,
it causes more work for yeah. other people than your.
As I've gotten older, I've hated my birthday more and more. And a lot of it is because I spend so much of my time saying thank you to the text messages I get saying happy birthday. I'm like, ugh, thank you. I get it. But then at
I
the
got
same
so
time,
many thank yous. And I never even tweeted back. Thank you so much. I hope they just feel it.
Yeah. Just know. I
it
feel
was a
like
busy day.
This is the rule. This should be the rule. Send the happy birthday text, but there is no requirement for a response. Like none. There should be. That's
but
the
know
gift.
That I thanked you in my head and in my heart.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
also hate the time limits. Like, I should be able to text you the day after your birthday and say, "Hey, I hope
sure.
you had a good birthday."
Sure.
I thought about you. It just wasn't in that 24-hour span.
That's right.
In which was your birth.
You know what? You're still born the day after. So
yeah, I still yeah. care about you. You're just yeah. not. See, as someone. With apparently I'm learning more about ADD because the school when I was growing up diagnosed me with ADHD and I never went to like a doctor or did anything for it because my mom was like, well, she can just run around.
let her be,
she'll learn when she learns. And I did, but I never like learned much about it. And now I'm learning that a part of it can be that unless someone's in your face, you don't think about them. Like, and that is very much true. Well, it's very much true for like me and Colleen. That happens a lot. Like, obviously we love our family, but when you're not in our face, we're not going to keep like thinking about you. It sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't. That's just because you're busy with life.
Yeah. We let other things in front of us distract us.
Well, that's, it's okay. You don't have to think yeah. about me 24/7, Rachel.
I know. Cause you know, I love you. And that's I the know. Friends I have, the friends that have like my best friends have stuck around forever. We are all very much not offended in the slightest if one of us doesn't reach out to the other person, especially on certain days. Like, we just don't care. And it's the next time we talk, love is expressed and we're best friends and there's nothing wrong. So that's why all I right. don't get when people are so upset when people say
I
something.
Know.
Just
yeah. yeah.
relax. You're relax. Loved.
You're loved. Whoops. That was
other people have lives.
Yeah. Okay, Saturday's National Cheese Pizza Day.
With nothing else on it, just cheese pizza?
And Rachel, I found out that vegan cheese does not melt.
Certain vegan cheese does not melt.
Well, the one we got at Ralph's did not melt for you on your burger.
Yeah, listen, that's okay. You have to figure out ways to melt it. Like when I make a grilled cheese, I have to put a cover on it so that like it becomes like kind of a moisture in there. And then
so,
that melts
so
it.
So the barbecue lid didn't quite do that.
Well, yeah. So my dad barbecued me a Beyond Meat burger and he put cheese on it. And he's like, it's not melting. And I laughed because I looked over and it's just sitting on top of the patty, which is how you would melt normal cheese on a normal burger. And I was like, put the cheese directly on the grill for 3 seconds and then take it off and put it on the burger. He's like, what? So that's what he did. And it melted and he was able to put it on just fine. You just have to figure out ways to melt it. And also certain brands melt better than others.
Well, I didn't know. Sorry.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you know? That is not something you would research.
Give me the real cheese.
That's fine.
It's also International Day of Charity.
Yes.
And then Sunday's National Read a Book Day. I keep saying that. They must have a lot of National Read a Book Days. Because I remember a couple weeks ago saying Bailey's going to like this day.
It's probably like World Read a Book Day and then National Read a Book Day or National Book Day.
Or Library Day or.
Yeah. So it's all
Read a Story
versions.
Day.
They're just really trying to trick people into reading, Mom. That's all it is. They're like, trust us.
Trickers.
It's hilarious and fun. Oh, sorry, I burped. I shouldn't burp. We have sponsors for today, I think.
That is.
I don't know. We'll check in a second.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, we can check.
All right. Well, then let us check to see if, in fact, we do have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. Now that we've checked to see if we have a sponsor, let's get into the news for today. You ready, Mom?
I'm not sure, but okay. Wait, I need to know what this red thing is on your microphone. Was that always been there?
It's been there the last couple of weeks. It's something. It's a little dude.
It is a dude. There we go. Okay. He's cute.
He's supposed to keep chip bags closed.
Oh, cute.
He's supposed to wrap around chip bags. But my cord kept getting in my way. So I just strapped into there and he works.
You're brilliant.
You know.
Sorry.
I was fiddling with him one day. I was doing cameos and I had walked him into my room because I was fiddling with it. And then I was like filming cameos with it. And then I was like, I'll just put it here. It's like, oh, that worked.
Perfect.
All right. News. The news is all over the place. We'll go. There's obviously terrible things happened this week. We'll start off with just like a big controversy I saw throughout Twitter and TikTok that happened. So, hold on. I want to make my screen bigger. Sorry. There you are. Now you're big. So, we have talked about OnlyFans before.
Yes.
Okay. For those who don't know, OnlyFans is a place where you can post any type of video. There's no restrictions and people pay to subscribe to you. And there's like different tiers and you pay to see certain things, blah, 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 blah. So, it's allowed a lot of women to become their own boss and safely be a sex worker and not be controlled. And, you know, they do everything on their own terms. Cool. Your body, your choice, especially if you're safe. That's not my jam, but if you love it, you do you, girl. So, don't you make faces, Mama.
I didn't make a face. I was looking down at these things and reading them and then looked up.
Their body. So, that's basically what it's been. Like, there's, you know, people like from YouTube have done it. But then Bella Thorne, who is a celebrity and a millionaire, decided to make her own OnlyFans page for a single day. And some people were saying it was research for a role, but I don't know. But anyway, she launched it for one day and caused the site to crash. And then she told people to pay $200 and they would see nude photos. And people did, but the photos weren't nude at all. And so all these people who paid $200 demanded their money back. And like OnlyFans was in a like kerfuffle because she just like broke it and like pissed people off and all this stuff. So a lot of people who work on the site were really pissed because they're like, well, one, you crashed the site and we couldn't do our jobs and, you know, get paid. And a lot of people are, this is how they're paying for college or just their lives or their bills. You know, they rely on it. And then because of all this, OnlyFans put out all these new rules because they didn't want something like this to happen again. So what was it? Oh, hold on. I said blah, 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 blah. Oh, so they have a capped prices for people. What happened to you?
I pushed my button. Where are you?
Oh my God. My mom is, what do you mean? Wait, Where am I?
I don't see you.
Oh my God. On the bottom of your screen, do you see the Zoom logo?
Hi. You were loud in my head. So I was trying to turn you down and it went to a different screen.
Sorry.
And I tried to do this thing up here on the computer, but that doesn't do anything to my ears. Go ahead.
I love you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. So because of Bella Thorne, they now have a cap on the price per that you can charge per view and a cap on tips, which is there should be no cap on tips ever. No. And also if someone's willing to pay the money, there shouldn't be no caps in any thing anyway. And then there's an extended wait time that the people can transfer the funds into their bank account. So you used to be able to take out your money whenever. Like you could do it weekly, daily, monthly. And so a lot of girls were working week to week. Like getting their stuff. They needed at each week they needed to cash out. Well, now they're saying you can only do it at the end of the month. And so all these people are like, there was a few stories I saw where these girls were like, I have to pay for my books next week. Wow. Like for their college books, like the bank account's at zero and they were planning on cashing out this week. Like, so all of this happened. And so Bella Thorne issued an apology, said she did it to bring views to the site and was trying to promote the site because she's like pro sex worker if it's done correctly. And she's also saying she's been working for a while to get rid of the negative stigma around sex workers. And she's meeting with OnlyFans this week to try and reverse all the changes. But I saw a lot of people just on TikTok complaining about celebrities joining these sites and just ruining them. And I'm like, yeah. And I've seen a lot of people do the same comparison for celebrities joining TikTok. Just as, you know, TikTokers where they're like, well, now we get less views because you're on it. You didn't need the money. You didn't need the exposure. We need the money and the exposure. And you're taking it from us by joining the site. But, you know, that's life. It does suck. I agree. But now, I mean, I don't think I feel OnlyFans should have regulated her better. What are you doing, Mom? You are the least focused person on the planet. I'm talking to myself.
You're talking to a million of our listeners.
No, I'm talking to you. This is a conversation. And you're over there throwing blankets.
I threw a pillow at Trent to open the window because I'm really hot.
You're wearing a sweatshirt. Last week, you pwned me for wearing a sweatshirt. And you were like, take off your sweatshirt if you're hot. Now you're doing the exact same thing.
Well, I don't have anything on under my sweatshirt.
Mom! Save it for OnlyFans.
I'd never pay rent. Okay. I closed all the windows because I didn't want noise outside to come in because you always complain about noises. You have to edit out.
Well, you've already cleared your throat like 10 times that I have to cut out. Stop it! Anyway, OnlyFans shut down. Bella Thorne. Blah, 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 blah. You've heard it all?
I heard everything you said.
Oh, I thought you'd been like, I've heard it all before. Like, have you? All right. Speaking of poopy people. So those YouTubers, no, that's not YouTubers, influencers, Bryce Hall and Blake Gray, that they turned the utilities off at their houses because they were throwing parties. Well, they have been charged for their house parties because it was illegal to throw parties during a pandemic. So they have been officially charged. They can face up to 1 year in jail. I promise you that will not happen. No, they will just pay a fine and maybe have community service. But that's just how it is. So I'm glad they got charged, though, at least because it's just...
They'd keep having parties.
They would keep having parties. Like, you can just... If they're rich, they can just get an Airbnb or, you know, rent other places. They feel like they have no consequences.
Yeah.
All right. So that was the two lighthearted things in the news today.
They could throw a party in jail.
That's a different kind of party, Mom.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. One more lighthearted thing before we go into the...
All I can think about is clearing my throat now, Rachel.
That's why I never mentioned it to you.
Okay. Oh, this is quite a podcast. Moving on.
Last week, we were both grumpy. And this week, you're in La La Land. And I'm trying to be serious, and it's just not working.
Okay, I'll try. Here's my serious face.
There's a thing on TikTok where it says your model face, you smile with your teeth, raise your eyebrows, and keep your eyebrows. What was that face? Sorry for everyone. She just looked like she was pooping really hard. No. You smile, raise your eyebrows, keep your eyebrows up, and then relax your jaw. Make a serious face with your jaw. So that's it. So smile, raise your eyebrows, lose the smile, and that's your model look.
I thought the duck face was the model look.
John Hawkins, Colleen's friend, and my friend, but known as Colleen's friend.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday. It's John's birthday.
Well,
it was.
I think yesterday was.
Whoops. I'll text him later. He knows I love him. So He's obsessed with doing the Mary-Kate and Ashley thing where you just say prune and then you leave your lips like they were at the end of prune.
Prune.
Prune. See, there it is. Prune. Your lips are like slightly pursed out and open. Anyway. Where was we going? Last bit of happy news. Katy Perry had her baby. Everyone's happy and healthy. And she also released her new album. Girl has been busy this week.
Busy,
having a baby, releasing an album. You can't stop her. Women are amazing. All right. Obviously, this week, terrible things happened. Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot 7 times in the back by police while walking away from them after he helped break up a fight. I don't care who you are. Being shot 7 times in the back for walking away from police is not a thing. That's not, there's no justification for that. He is now paralyzed from the waist down and he's still fighting for his life. He was handcuffed to his bed. Makes no sense. But the FBI has now stepped in and taken over the investigation. He is now unhandcuffed from the bed. And I have a little bit more faith in the FBI because they're not directly linked to the, you know, the what happens with internal investigations when cops do something bad and the chief of police at that station was like, well, I'll look into it. That's his people. He doesn't want a bad rep. So he just doesn't do anything. So hopefully now with the FBI, something actually gets done. Because the cops are still just, they're on administrative leave, which means that they're getting paid vacation at the moment. But the city was in an uproar. You know, people are protesting. This is still happening. There's police brutality protests have been constant the last few months. And this is still happening and people are still defending it. And I'm like, what is the... But because of this, the NBA players felt they needed to do something. So they decided to go on a strike. They take a 2-day strike from playing on the any of their playoff games. The Lakers and Clippers voted to end the season and not continue. The rest of the teams wanted to continue, so they said okay, because they were going to make it a group decision between all the... Because all the players, even though they're on different teams, they're all real close. They all know each other. They all stand with each other. People were calling it a boycott. It's not a boycott. It's a strike. A boycott saying, like, I'm not going to eat at McDonald's anymore. A strike is the... Like, these workers decided to stop working. That's a strike. A boycott was when a consumer says, I'm not going to purchase something anymore. You stressed about that cough.
I did.
It's okay. I edit them out. I have to listen to the whole thing anyway. But what I found so sad was that the NBA strike happened exactly 4 years after Kaepernick first spoke out about why he wasn't standing for the national anthem.
Four years.
4 years ago, Kaepernick peacefully started a peaceful protest against police brutality and the systematic racism in this country. And people mocked him, got mad at him. He lost his job. People were burning his jersey. And 4 years later, nothing has changed. And now there is a bigger uproar and there's riots, protests, and people are like, why aren't you peacefully protesting? One, Martin Luther King peacefully protested and got shot. Kaepernick took a knee and you all try to destroy his life.
Because people didn't understand. Ignorance, Rachel.
Well, people didn't want to understand. Right. That's the thing. People didn't want to. And like, there are people.
And now it's like, it's out there now. How can you not understand it now?
Yeah. And it's still, it's people don't want to. Right. They're just not looking into it. And they just chalk it up. Or they are so brainwashed and evil and heartless that they just don't care. Mm-hmm. So that's happening. I don't know when it's going to end. And then in other sad news, Chadwick Boseman, he's been the star of many, many movies, but he was star of Black Panther. He lost his secret battle to colon cancer this week. No one knew he was fighting cancer. He did it completely in secret. He filmed so many movies, just amazing. He was an amazing, talented person. He did so much for kids with cancer. He visited them. He had like pen pals and he gave people hope. He was an inspiration. He was an idol for people of color. Black kids had a hero to look up to. And he did all this fighting cancer, and he was just such a strong individual. And that just sucks. He is a hero on screen and off the screen. Our hearts have obviously go out to his friends and family, but like, that was a tough one for the internet. Didn't no one, not yep. the internet, but people just didn't quite know how to deal with that one. But yeah, that's all the news I have. Oh, wait, I did learn something else on TikTok this week.
Oh, let's hear it.
Apparently, you're supposed to change deodorant brands every few months because your body adapts to the brand that you're wearing and then it stops working.
So you got to trick your pits.
You got to trick your pits. So every time your deodorant runs out, switch to a different brand. But you like you can go switch back and forth. So if you find two brands,
you just... Brands or flavors?
Brands.
Oh, man.
I know. I
switched some flavors, but brands are a little bit harder.
I know. But that's all. That's what I learned. Okay. All right. We do have a special guest for the game today.
We sure do.
So while we check to see if we have a sponsor, we'll bring that special guest on. I mean, he's in the thumbnail. You already know who he is. All right. Let's see if we have a sponsor for today.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Our special guest today is Eric Stocklin.
I didn't realize I was a special guest. I just thought I was a
We're just having people
guest.
Come on. We're just having people come on and do games with us. That's their specialness. Well, every okay. guest we have is special.
What's okay, now I'm nervous. There's a game. Okay.
Oh, don't be nervous. My mom made it up. I don't even know what it is.
Well.
Oh, okay.
I hear. Yeah. Well, not I hear. I know you like Shakespeare, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, this I game was, is... Go ahead.
I was going to say I was in a Shakespeare company for 5 years in New Haven, Connecticut called the Elm Shakespeare Company.
I did not know any of
Shout
this.
Shout out to them. No?
You learned it on the podcast first.
All right. So Eric's smart.
It's true.
He is smart.
I don't know. It's been a long time though. It's been like, yeah, it's been many years since I've done or read.
Well, I was That's in okay. two Shakespeare plays in high school. So you have your competition.
What were they?
Don't know. Don't remember. I think I
Colleen
know the
was in
of,
a
like,
couple.
She was in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep. I've done that.
And I don't know the other one.
Somebody was in Much To Do About Nothing or what?
That was cool.
Much To Do.
Okay.
Oh, excuse us.
Much To Do. I won the game.
That was the game.
Okay.
The game is there are common phrases that people use today, but they actually originated from Shakespeare plays. So I'm going to say the common phrase. And if you know what Shakespeare play it is, or I can give you the line that it's in, and then maybe that'll okay. help you. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh. So
the phrase is, lie low.
That is not a phrase.
Like I'm going to lie low. So
weird.
The person
yeah, okay.
in the play said, if he could do right... Oh, great.
Oh, you have to read Shakespeare.
Eric, I apologize in advance.
Do it.
If he could write himself with quarreling, some of us would lie low. The character's name was Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Romeo and Juliet. Macbeth.
No.
We just talked about it.
It's Much Ado About Nothing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Antonio. How about the yeah. green-eyed monster?
Macbeth.
No?
Is that going to be the Tempest?
No. Oh, wait. It doesn't say. Wait.
Mom.
This is how it works here. Oh, beware, my lord of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock thy meat it feeds on.
I'm sorry, do people say green-eyed monster nowadays?
Yeah, that's also what I
is that...
Because to me that sounds like a sexual term.
The common saying. I'm more stuck on that you think that that's a common phrase that's stuck around.
Hey, this came from an article, all right? Othello? Is that a... Othello? Is that a character?
Othello's great. It's a character and a play, yes.
Oh, okay. We're so glad the expert's here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, how about break the ice?
No. Okay, that's a term. I know that's a term.
Shakespeare wrote a lot of plays and they're pretty thick. They're,
Give him multiple choice.
Okay, is it from the Tempest?
Yeah.
Okay. Tempest. Mm-hmm. Romeo and Juliet or The Taming of the Shrew?
Can I get the full line, please?
If you really want to hear me say it.
Yes.
If it be so, sir, that you are the man must stead us all. She talks really weird.
Have you ever read Shakespeare? That's what it is.
Oh my gosh. And me amongst the rest, if you break the ice and do this feat, achieve the elder, set the younger free for our excess. Excess. Okay.
It's not.
Faster.
I don't think it's Romeo and Juliet because I've done that show twice and I don't recognize that line. What were the other two?
Wait, who did you play in Romeo and Juliet?
Romeo.
Yeah, you did.
What were the other two multiple choice?
The Taming of the Shrew and The Tempest.
Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah, that's it.
I want to play.
Okay.
Wait. No, I lost the game. Never mind.
It's Wild Goose Chase. Did you know these were from Shakespeare plays?
Why should do famous Shakespeare sayings that people, I'm changing the game all of a sudden, that people misunderstand? Because isn't Romeo, where art thou, Romeo, not mean where are you, Romeo?
You've lost me.
I've lost Eric. He froze in his smirking, judgmental face. He left. We lost Eric.
We butchered Shakespeare, Rachel.
We butchered Shakespeare.
He
got
I'm
so offended.
To turn off my Wi-Fi.
He got so mad. Oh, I tried to change the game. He still left. No, you're not back.
There you are.
Yeah, but somehow my mom left. Oh, there she goes.
No, I'm here. You're here. I didn't leave.
I had a Shakespeare question, Eric.
Yes.
Doesn't Romeo, where art thou, Romeo, not mean where are you, Romeo? Doesn't it mean like, why are you from a different family or something? Jessica told me this. So,
isn't it wherefore art thou? Wait, say
yeah,
the line.
That's the right line. I don't know the line, but I just know it's misinterpreted.
I mean, I guess it would be up to your your interpretation, and I think it could be played either way. But I mean, that's when she's famously on the balcony,
famously.
And he can hear her. Yeah, it's I don't know. I've always kind of thought about it like.
Right. You just memorized the lines.
It's like a soliloquy. So she thinks she's
a what?
To her.
I know.
A soliloquy?
He's a special
soliloquy,
guest.
Yeah.
Rachel.
That
They're
means
smart.
When a character is like speaking, but like to them, like it's an aside, it's to themselves. Yeah.
Okay. Their internal monologue outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Are you changing it, Rachel?
No, because that was the only thing I had.
I don't think I heard the question because it froze maybe when
I was gonna try and change the game, but I'm not prepared to change the game, so mom could do one more. Let's see if we can get
it's all Greek to me.
That's a Shakespeare saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Greek to me. Shakespeare
those that
all
understood
Greek to
him.
Me
but those that understood him smiled at one another and shook their heads, but for mine mine out part, it was Greek to me. It still is. No.
performance you're giving.
Three choices. Three
sure.
choices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, As You Like It, Romeo, no, Julius Caesar, and The Taming of the Shrew.
I don't think it's.
I feel like maybe it's Caesar.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that was. That makes sense.
That was just sad. I'm just going to say the other words, the other phrases. Rachel, is that okay?
You could do whatever you want.
Kill with kindness, love is blind, mm-hmm. and knock, knock, who's there?
What?
Knock, knock, like, who's there?
Porter as in the death. Knock, knock jokes? Shakespeare started knock, knock jokes? In what play?
It might have been someone knocking on the door, is what it
Porter
sounds like.
In Macbeth. Porter said it in Macbeth.
And that started the famous knock, knock, knock jokes.
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub. I'm drowning. We're done.
Well, Eric.
Top notch podcast. That was great.
I think I won the game.
I think you did. You also won most cooperative guest we've ever had. You listen to a lot of podcasts, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so Eric's the only person in our family that actually listens to podcasts. So did we do good on our podcast?
You did great, yeah.
Best podcast ever?
It's awesome, yeah. When you said Shakespeare, I thought you were going to pull like full quotes and make me guess which play it was, but
okay, after reading just one sentence, do you really want me to read Shakespeare?
That was kind of my favorite part, yeah. But yeah, it is interesting to hear like turns of phrase that have like still lasted to this day, because it's been
I was pretty
many hundred years. Yeah, yep. Fascinating.
All right, Eric, we'll let you go because I know you have to watch Big Brother. But question for the Big Brother fans, who's your favorite person in the house right now?
I don't know their names. I don't know that I have I think I mostly hate watch it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I've watched him watch it.
I'm more aware of who I hate on the show than
all right then.
Who, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's someone specific that I'm rooting for. But
all right, near the final three, I'll ask you again who you want to win. So when they get to the final three, we'll reconvene. Yeah. All right.
Is this a Big Brother podcast?
No, I just know that some people asked me about Big Brother, and I knew you watched it, so I just thought we'd bring it.
Are
full
they
circle.
A sponsor? Are they paying us?
Usual Wines is a sponsor, and you got that box.
Oh, I tried it. I tried it last night.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Say yes.
Great.
Perfect.
it was. And one of them, the rosé that came in like the variety pack is from Santa Barbara. So
yeah.
Yay!
One of How the three that? Vineyards they use is Santa Barbara.
And one of the things that was cool was it like it's on the back of it. It says with hints of, and it'll say like a fruit, a flower, and like a confection. So I would make Colleen take a sip and see if she could guess the three things.
Well, that's just fun. All right.
Speaking
Colleen!
Of. I can't hear you guys because he's got headphones in, but hi.
Speaking of my headphones.
Hello.
All right. Go watch Big Brother. We love you guys.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
I'm listening.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Say bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. He's back.
Still there. What are you doing?
He can't figure out how to end it. His mic is still on. Don't talk crap yet, Mom. He's still here.
I would.
Well, he's still listening. I don't know why. But
that was fun.
That was fun. I don't think I've had that much fun in a game in a very long time. I remember in high school having to read Shakespeare because we did... Every other year they did their straight play, because they did a straight play and a musical every year at my high school. And every other year, the straight play was a Shakespeare play. So I remember having to read, you'd give us the scripts, and then we'd do an immediate read through of the show.
Wow.
And I struggled with reading just in general. Like, I used to not be able to read out loud. If you watch me read now out loud, I'm very much concentrated and... It's still kind of hard for me, but I've definitely overcome it a lot. But being a high schooler, stressed beyond reason, having to read out loud Shakespeare, seeing it for the first time ever, a kid made fun of, one of my good friends made fun of me afterwards. He went, wow, read much?
Whoa.
He was one, it was in our friend group. We had a friend group of like six people. They all started screaming at him.
Good.
That bully got put down
real
quick.
I'll ask you later who it was.
Oh, it was Austin. He was dating Kelly at the time. Oh, and she did not have that. My best friend. Oh, he got in trouble.
When you had to read it aloud in class and you knew they were going around the room.
Oh, you, yeah. You
did you have to count and you're like, oh God, and you practiced yours.
I'm the 10th paragraph. What does that word mean? And then sometimes someone would forget that they were supposed to stop and they'd read past it. You're like, oh no, I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
All right. We just have a few questions that we'll read today. Nope. That is my put a finger down for TikTok. Here it is. Hannah asked how old we are. I think I'm 29. Uncertain.
35?
Sure.
61.
Woo! And then this is their name. Oh, how I long to fart. Asked, did you hear Flula was cast in Suicide Squad? Flula is a old-time creator. He's an awesome person, personally. I don't know if this is true, but if that's true, awesome for him. I know he's like done a lot of mainstream stuff for a while now. So good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cheyenne asked if I'm getting Gwen's birthday present replaced. So for my mom's birthday, I ordered her an window AC unit. Man, did I spoil her. I got the best one I could find, the vertical kind that fits perfect with her window. I went to Santa Barbara. I spent 2 hours installing it with my dad, giving each other a hard time on purpose, annoying the crap out of my mom by me and my dad
fighting. I had to go to the back room so I didn't have to hear it and yell at Tim. So
my dad and I very much argue playfully. And sometimes afterwards he'll apologize because we go, sorry, I think I took it too far. I'm like, no, you didn't. You're fine, Dad. Anyway, spent two and a half hours building a platform for it, putting it in, turned it on, and it started going,
ka-chug-ka-chug-ka-chug-ka-chug-ka-chug-ka-chug. I left the room again.
My mom screams and runs away. And she goes, I'm scared.
Well, it sounded horrific, like things were going to go flying out of it. It was horrible.
So we took it out of the window, opened it up. I got to like inspect how an AC unit works. But the fan in the back that propels the heat out, the blades are plastic. And one of the blades had broken and shattered and was just flying around in the container. And so we took all the parts out, like all the broken parts, and we tried to run it without it. But since the fan was off kilter, like it was unbalanced, so it was vibrating a lot, and we didn't want to put it in the window like that. So today I contacted Amazon. They're sending a replacement. It should get here by Friday. So hopefully this weekend I will be able to install it, because there's another heat wave coming. It's kind of low this week. It's not that bad. I mean, it's still hot, but it's not that bad this week. But this weekend it's supposed to shoot back up. So hopefully we have some AC for my mother.
Yay!
But she also got a haircut while I was in town, and I got to see my best friend. So
it's in a pony.
It wasn't. Yeah. Did I? Do you want more cut off next weekend?
No, actually, I looked at it and I go, "Oh, she did a good job."
I tried. I tried. I felt I did good.
I think you did a great job.
Mondler 94 Ballinger asked, "What concerts have you been to?" I have been to Aaron Carter. I think Mousetrap was their name. It's a rock band. Miley Cyrus, Iggy Azalea. What else? Who else have I been to? Jojo Siwa. Jojo Siwa. I think that's it. Miley Cyrus was, I mean, Jojo's was awesome, but I promise you Jojo will agree with me that Miley Cyrus's Bangers tour was phenomenal. What have you been to?
Bonnie Raitt.
Who?
Bonnie Raitt. Someone gave me tickets. I don't know if she's, I can't remember if she's country or not, or I'm not a big country music fan, but I like some of it.
Okay.
But of course I've been to Amy Grant twice, I think.
You have?
James Taylor a couple times.
Oh, I've been to a Kendrick Lamar concert.
Don't know who that is.
He's a rapper, singer, person, singer, back, rapper.
That's it.
We aren't huge.
I've been to Bailey concerts.
Oh, children concerts are different.
We've been to those.
I'm not a huge concert person.
I would rather, for my kind of music, I'd rather sit back in my living room and listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard at the County Bowl with, you know, the seats like really.
Yeah, I just
close
don't like people.
Concrete and
yeah, I don't like people. Oh, Britney Spears! I saw her show in Vegas. So I guess it happened to a few. And then the last question is: Michael asked, "Did you know that you could eat a teaspoon of sugar to get rid of hiccups?" I did not know that, and I challenge you. So next time I have hiccups, instead of doing my method, I will try yours, Michael, and see if it works.
What's your method?
To drink a glass of water through a straw while plugging your nose in your ears and doing it in one big breath.
I would drown.
It restarts your diaphragm. Well, you can stop. If you're about to like totally die, you stop drinking. You do it until you need to take a breath, and it restarts your diaphragm.
Gotcha.
Well, that's all of the news. I tweeted, what happened on the internet this week? And everyone said nothing. So TikTok is still a mess with the selling and buying of it. I think the CEO of TikTok left. Trump is still a butt face. He destroyed America and then was like, this is what it would look like if Biden won. I'm like, you created this. You created a mess and said, vote for me because I'm the only person that can fix the mess. You created the mess. Anyway, he lied a bunch in his speeches. Just the typical stuff.
Over 20 times.
Over 20 times.
Did you see that video?
I did not.
There was an amazing video where it went lie by lie by lie. And the guy had the proof.
Of course he did.
The receipts.
But his supporters will never look at that.
Nope.
I had a conversation with my plumber who is, we never said our political sides, but talking with him, he very much believed, he was like, he kept saying, I can see both sides, but he was very much like, seemed as to be a conservative Republican. But he kept saying like, he could see both sides. And I never told him what I was. And I was just like, he was like, you can't abolish police. And I was like, right, but what if we reformed them? And I started talking about everything the left has ever said. And he agreed with everything and was dumbfounded. And was like, that sounds like such a good idea. That would make so much sense. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So the people just aren't listening.
Yeah.
Like just no one's listening. And it's, if someone tries to tell them, they just start getting defensive because it's the enemy telling them.
Yeah.
And it's just... it's like talking to a brick wall if they know that you're, you know.
Right.
Because he's like, you should run for office. I'd vote for you. And I was like, then vote for AOC. Vote for Biden. Vote for Bernie. Vote for Warren. Vote for anybody.
Like anybody but Trump.
Anybody. He never said he was pro-Trump or anything. The thing is, he seemed like a really good guy. He just... didn't know, because I'm like, oh, so you do have a heart and you agree with everything. Mm-hmm. You've just been brainwashed. Anyway, that's it for today. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed our game, because gosh darn it, I enjoyed our game. All right, Mom, you want to take us out?
Sure. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation. Or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.